Celebrating 25 years and over 3 million copies in print, here's Patrick Morley, author of The Man in the Mirror.
Men, who isn't fascinated by the lives of the rich and famous? Howard Hughes, perhaps the most eccentric of wealthy men, fled to Freeport, the Bahamas, in self-exile. It's a long story, but I ended up talking a housekeeper to let me walk through his compound shortly after his death. I don't know what I expected, but what I saw was a shock. It was sparse, threadbare olive green plaid cushions on cut-rate wooden couch frames, bathroom fixtures like a cheap motel. His wealth was unmatched. Yet this final hideaway where he sequestered himself from reality was a stark reminder that money is a mortal god.
The 25th anniversary edition of the book The Man in the Mirror is now available. Get the revised introduction and first chapter free at mimradio.org.